Finally today, move over Messi, move over Maradona. The Argentine soccer hero of all time is Alfredo Di Stefano. He died on Monday at the age of 88. The Blonde Arrow, as he was known, was regarded as one of the greatest players, not only in Argentina, but in Spain, too. He helped Real Madrid win 8 league titles in the 1950s to early 60s. To remember Di Stefano, we reached writer Marcela Mora y Araujo in Buenos Aires. She interviewed the Blonde Arrow on several occasions.
One of the things that made him remarkable was his elegance, his lightness of touch, his ability to play all over the pitch, to cover. He's known as the first modern footballer or even the first total footballer because he could play in any position. And the other thing that I think made him incredibly remarkable was his ability to bridge over the traditional tribes that football kind of delineates for us. Football makes us always want to be us or them. And in Argentina, it's Boca or River. And in the world, it's nationalities as well. Di Stefano bridged all this. So although he grew up in the neighborhood of La Boca, he actually played for River. He then managed both Boca and River at various points in his career.
Now, Boca, that was the neighborhood where he also grew up, Di Stefano. What kind of place is that? And how do you think those early days figure into his greatness?
Boca literally means mouth, and it's the port of Buenos Aires. It's the point at which all Europeans arrived first when they came to Argentina. The port of La Boca is where football first arrived, if you like, brought by British sailors. And it's an incredibly picturesque area with an enormous Italian influence, quite a poor neighborhood in many senses. And the Boca Juniors Football Club was founded there.
It sounds like he was not necessarily born into opportunity. Did he have to kind of fight to get where he was as a soccer player?
I think he was born into a lower middle class or a working class home in that neighborhood. He often made reference to when he was sent on errands by his father, he would play what we call keepy-uppy, which is that practice your skills, keeping a ball up in the air, with anything that he found, an old can or a rag of balls or a bit of paper. That's what he did all day long.
So born in Argentina, but he spent a lot of his career as a footballer abroad, first Colombia, then Spain with Real Madrid. I mean, that seems almost normal these days for footballers to hop around the world, but things were different when he was playing. Was there a lot of pressure for him to stay in Argentina?
The circumstances in which Di Stefano left Argentina are particularly interesting because it coincides with a time when the game was beginning to be professional and taken very seriously.
And we're talking the 1950s here, right?
Yes, in the 1940s even. Mm. And there was a huge strike by the footballers in Argentina. And the manager of River Plate, Adolfo Pedernera, took a job in Colombia. It became known as the Golden Time in Colombia, where they lured an enormous amount of Argentinian talent, mostly players that Pedernera had managed and that he took with them, Alfredo Di Stefano among them. And he told me he always felt very different, say, from the way younger footballers are sold and transferred around clubs nowadays, because he felt he had made this decision as an adult and not sold by some agent or representative that's looking to kind of make enormous amounts of money with a multi-million dollar transfer, which is the kind of story we've become more accustomed to hearing now.
Yeah, but he was sold to Real Madrid, which is also an interesting story because I gather he almost played for rivals Barcelona.
Yes, whilst playing in Colombia, I think some kind of friendly or exhibition game that they played against Madrid, and Santiago Bernabeu, who was the president of Madrid, saw him play and said, I want him for my club no matter what.
And today in Argentina, how's Di Stefano viewed? I mean, Lionel Messi left Argentina to play for Barcelona. He was practically a child. Does Di Stefano have that same stigma, somebody who left, or is it different?
Di Stefano played in Argentina as a professional. He played as an adult. He returned to work here as an adult. Messi has only ever played professionally in Barcelona. I don't know if stigma is still the right word to use. Mm. For many years, people were claiming that Messi was somehow not Argentinian enough or that he didn't sing the national anthem. Or Di Stefano actually took on Spanish nationality, represented Spain internationally. So in a sense, you'd think there could be more of a rebuttal to his Argentinianness. But I think Di Stefano is considered truly an Argentinian symbol and a source of pride.
Right.
He once said to me, one is a little bit from where one is born and a lot from where one is fed. But he recognized that the home he'd made and the country that had nurtured him and given him his career. But he also, even into his 80s, spoke completely like he'd never moved away from that Boca neighborhood, with the exact tones of that neighborhood, the slang of people his generation, the jokes. He would recite Martin Fierro, which is an epic poem about gaucho lifestyle. He would burst into tango. He was a very cheerful and curious and interested man. And you wouldn't know from talking to him that he'd lived more than half his adult life in another country.
Football writer Marcela Mora y Araujo speaking with me from Buenos Aires about the legendary Argentine footballer Alfredo Di Stefano. He died on Monday at the age of 88. Marcela, great to meet you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And from the Nan and Bill Harris studios, I thank you for listening to The World.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the Rita Allen Foundation, investing in transformative ideas in their earliest stages to leverage their growth and promote breakthrough solutions to significant problems. RitaAllen.org, the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet, the Luce Foundation's Henry R. Luce Initiative on Religion and International Affairs, the Annenberg Foundation, advancing a better tomorrow through visionary leadership today, more at annenbergfoundation.org, and by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.